Frank Howe, the chairman of the Logan River Task Force, and the Logan City Parks and Recreation Director, Russ Aquina, announced a plan to incorporate the Logan River into the Cache Valley Trail system as a blue trail last week. The proposed blue trail would span from just below First Dam, close to the Utah State University Water Lab, to the Cutler Marsh Marina. Howe says while people are already using the river for kayaking and recreation, the designation of a blue trail also sponsors a sense of stewardship for the land.
Within the last 10 years or so, we've really started to recognize some of the value of the river, both the ecological value of the river, the value of the river for fish and wildlife, but also the value of the river for the people that live here, the social value of the river.
Sean Lowe is not only one of the owners of Bad Apple Eddy Outfitters, which rents kayaks, canoes, and paddleboards in Logan. He also loves rafting and kayaking. Lowe says at the moment, they're very selective of who they'll rent equipment to for use on the Logan River, which he describes as mild whitewater. Lowe says many of the company's rentals are for more laid-back users, generally heading to Bear Lake, Cutler Marsh at Benson Marina, and even the Oneida Narrow section of the Bear River in Idaho.
I wish it was closer because it was so much fun. And I hope that the Logan River can resemble that river, just a small scale, for the type of recreation that it provides and the fun.
Ogden City has a designated kayak park, but between floods from 2011 and efforts to recover the body of a drowned four-year-old in 2012, the Weber River Project has fallen into disrepair. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.